Let's begin with a free association. Tell me what first comes to mind. A pestilence that walks in darkness. How about this one? A sickness that destroys at noonday. Let me read the quote from which these come, from J.C. Ryle, who writes, "Of all sin, there is none against which we have such need to watch and pray as pride. It is a pestilence that walks in darkness, a sickness that destroys at noonday. No sin is so deeply rooted in our nature as pride." I was thinking about this recently as I pulled into the drive-thru to get swabbed for COVID. How big a deal are we making about pride? A destroying pestilence infecting every one of us. Friend, how much time last week did you spend looking for symptoms of pride in your life? Hi, I'm Pastor Duell of Heart City Church, and we've been looking at James 4, the climax of the letter, where James reveals the good news for sick sinners. Verse 6, He, God, gives more grace. Therefore, it says, God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. James gives us good news that God gives more grace. But afterwards, he does note, it is exclusively for the humble. James says, God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. I think some of us don't like that. Maybe don't believe that. God opposes the proud. Do you believe James when he says God is against those who are proud? If you make much of you and your rights, if you're self-centered, Almighty God stands opposed to you. How big a deal are we making about this pestilence, pride, that leads us into opposition against God? You do realize we're infected from the moment we're conceived? It's what the Bible teaches us happened. In the beginning, God created a good world, and in it He placed the first man and woman. And God created them very good, in high position, as rulers of this planet. Now the devil, desiring to be like God, came to our first parents in the form of a serpent, and he breathed out this pestilence of his own pride, "You will be like God." And instead of Adam and Eve being content with their status, they inhaled the deception, and they grasped proudly at the one thing God had only said no to, the one thing. And Adam and Eve initiated the greatest super spreader event in history. The results are in, my friend. You and I are infected and we have no natural defense. We cannot build up herd immunity. There is no vaccine they can come up with for our pride. We're infected from birth with thinking we should be at the center of the universe. My wife, Jamie, and I have brought over 20 foster children into our homes, and I have yet to meet one who comes naturally humble. So they can do a good job of pretending to be for a while. Usually there's a kind of honeymoon for a bit. They'll act thankful and respectful. They know how to act humble for a while, but then these pride symptoms begin to emerge. And one day, their pride shows out completely. They give us a glare when we ask them to clean their rooms. Or if we ask them to let us help them with something they're not doing correctly, they get all upset. Or we tell them they need to wash up, and you see the defiance in their face. How dare they talk to me that way? They suddenly lose all humility and start acting like rebels even as they live under our roof, eat our food, and receive our care. I've been told countless times by proud little children who have all the answers that they know better how to run their lives than we do. And this is utterly ridiculous, especially when you listen to their plans for their lives. My friends, this is the same thing we do when we refuse to humble ourselves and live as God tells us in His world. God says, "Clean up, Joel. That part of your life has been a mess for weeks now." And I pretend I don't hear Him. God says, "Spend time in My Word, get instruction, and pray to Me for help." And I'll say day after day, "God, I got too much to do to spend time asking You for help. I can figure it out." And too often, I don't want to confess that I'm a mess. Which is actually the starting point of the gospel. We don't come to God cleaned up. God won't receive us that way. We come in all our mess, humbly, and He embraces us. Friend, you and I have a pride problem. And you and I should be known for our humility. We should be delighting in the fact that God has taken us in despite all our mess, and He has made us His own children. And we should delight that He is showing us a better way, even if it doesn't seem like it at first. Friend, let's humble ourselves by submitting ourselves to God, resisting the devil, and he will flee. This word for submit actually means to arrange ourselves under authority. It's a military word. It is to say to God with fervor, "Yes, Lord." And that is how we resist the devil who is seeking to kill and destroy us with his pestilence. My friend, remember who you are and who you belong to.